And you just heard Senator Kaine mention the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Last week, two men were charged with that murder. Arbery was shot and killed in February while going on a run in his hometown of Brunswick, Georgia. He was unarmed at the time. Arbery's death has united runners across the country who took to the streets and on virtual runs over the weekend. And it's also gotten Black runners reflecting on the fears of being attacked or racially profiled while running. James Ravenel II is one of those runners. He's the co-founder of the national running group Black Runners Connection. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
James, you've been running for 6 years now, and you've said you've always been conscious of running as a Black man. What are some adjustments you make?
Well, even outside of running, you know, I'm very cautious just walking behind people. I know, unfortunately, that my Blackness represents a threat to many people. So especially when I'm running, you know, sometimes as runners, we may come up on someone very quickly, but we don't have the benefit of people thinking that we're just doing a normal thing. You know, sometimes I will make noise to let someone know that I'm coming. But, you know, a lot of times just to avoid even making anyone feel uncomfortable by my presence, I run in the street, you know, even to my own detriment. I may run into traffic when I don't really want to run in traffic because I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to do something to them, you know, across to another side of the street or take a different route. I can't really remember a time where I was not thinking about myself as a potential threat in the minds of other people.
You participated in the hashtag I Run With Maud, the run on Friday. And as I mentioned, you also co-founded this national group for Black runners. Did running last Friday feel different?
It was painful because I just kept wondering what I would have done if I was in his shoes. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about the pain that his family must be feeling right now. You know, it's a big deal for African-American men to make it to age 25. And it's kind of like, wow, I finally made it. And then for him to be struck down that way, it's sad, it's angering, and it's really exhausting that this keeps happening to us.
I hear the exhaustion in your voice.
Yeah, yeah. These things keep happening. How many times you hear in the news now, unarmed Black man? I mean, that alone begins a tale of something that you know is going to be terrible. And, you know, at the age of 45 right now, I just don't remember a time where I just had a peace to just have the benefit of the doubt, have the benefit of life from any actions that I might make. But yeah, we are all exhausted. We just want to live, you know, we're not thinking about doing anything to anyone. You know, we are just trying to live. Our Blackness is not a threat to anyone, but here we are again and again and again.
You know, I'm thinking about what running means for so many people. And I'm wondering what running means for you. For so many, it transcends even exercise. Are you one of those people?
Yeah. To be honest, you know, running is my meditation. But if you ask a lot of runners, they'll tell you, hey, this is why I think of things. I'm creative. You know, it's my escape. It's my time for myself. It's my time to commune with my friends. It is my release. It is my life. It is my love. And it feels like we can't even do that.
James, how do you begin to reclaim running now? I'm thinking about the action that you all took on Friday. Is it a form of activism for you now?
This particular case hits home. I can tell you for myself that this is going to be a level of activism for me that I've never really indulged in. You know, I've tended to be on the quieter side of activism, you know, but this one is different. I realize I have to do something. And the folks that are part of Black Runners Connection, you know, we have to do something more than just hashtags to see what we can do, tangible things that we can do to tamp some of this down, because this can't just keep happening. We should not have to live in fear, and we won't. We're not going to tuck our tails and run because people cannot, you know, find a rationale on their side to not be afraid of us for nothing.
That's James Ravenel II, co-founder of Black Runners Connection. James, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.